what wonderful guest we have on today. And we have another wonderful guest who we haven't heard from for a little while, but it is so great to welcome you back into 88.4 FM, Monica Jackman from Monica Jackman Coaching. How are you today?
Hello, Sharon. Good morning, and to you and to all the listeners there. I'm doing great, Sharon. Absolutely, I'm enjoying the spring and being able to get back out a bit more. So it's lovely.
Spring has certainly sprung. I never believe when they say the 1st of February is spring. I don't buy it. I just simply don't buy it. But now I believe that we are into spring, so it's lovely. So Monica, today we are talking about self-love and self-care rituals, and I know you are a great advocate for how we speak to oneself, definitely. We were talking about around skincare, around massage, self-massage, that kind of thing, essential oils, with our guests on before you, Marie. Monica, you have some great things to say about body image and self-love.
Yes, and when I was thinking about skin, before this, because I knew you were going to be discussing skin, I was thinking, skin is the largest organ in our body. So if we have self-consciousness about our skin, it can cause an awful lot of stress and insecurity about our body image. And that's, what's on the outside really is connected to how we feel about ourselves on the inside, because as humans, we are made up of what's inside and what's outside. So it's not vanity to think about skin or what's on the outside. It is part of how we see ourselves in the world as a human being. And I was thinking about the two F's, FOPO and FOMO, FOPO, the fear of other people's opinions. And we all, as humans, this happens to all of us at times. And then the second F, FOMO, the fear of missing out. If we are worried about what other people think about us and how we look and our body, how our skin looks, how our hair looks and that, the second thing can happen. We can end up missing out because of that, because we can allow those self-limiting beliefs to come in and say, well, I'm having a bad skin day or a bad hair day, or I'm just really not feeling good about myself today. Then we can miss out on things. And that can be kind of a vicious circle then, where we miss out. We don't maybe go out because we're self-conscious about how we look, and then we end up losing confidence because we don't go out. So it can be a vicious circle in that way. And I'd say the skin is a large part of our self-identity, and it really can affect us, what we do in our life. And just to try not to listen as much to those self-limiting beliefs when we might look in the mirror and say, oh, this isn't good, that isn't good. To try and maybe look in the mirror, stand in the mirror and look for the features, which is not easy, it's not easy to do, but try and look for the features that you're happy about, that you like about, and say, yes, I'm ready for the world. I'm going to get out there and make the best of what I have, with whatever needs to be done, whether it's whatever you like to do, if it's a person likes to do makeup, hair, whatever, or just going out au naturel, which is perfectly fine as well, and just going out into the world and trying not to let those kind of negative voices hold us back.
Absolutely. And Monica, what you said there is quite scary in a way, because it brought up a memory of mine that when we came out of lockdown, there were a lot of women who had roots, grey roots on their hair, that had got used to wearing yoga pants, for example, and definitely not high heels and everything. And they were like, you know what? This is me. This is authentic. I don't really care anymore. I've actually enjoyed not having to do things. And I suppose the scary thing is, looking at it, we've gone right back into the routines where we were, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And some people didn't stop, I don't think. Some people kept going as much as possible when things started to get a bit better. So that was there when the people who had been in the, in the jogging pants and that and not doing their makeup came back out into the world, I suppose they found a lot of things hadn't changed in some ways. I think I experienced that myself, really, that I kind of, you know, a lot of people were still doing the same things. And that's great for them, if that kept them going and they wanted to keep a sense of normality for themselves. But it is difficult then when you come back out and you kind of don't want to go back to that way. As we said, a lot of people, you know, after COVID, they didn't want to go back to the way things were. And, you know, you find that the world is, as you said there, it really is just kind of going back to the way it was for many, many people. But I think a lot of people have discovered also nature, and there's a lot more kind of walks and things that, you know, developed walks that might have been, you know, a rocky path before. Lots of paths have been developed, and blue ways and green ways and all of that. That I think a lot of people did discover nature and coming back to, you know, talking about skin, I suppose all of that fresh air and being out in the woods is so good for your skin, that I think a lot of people have discovered that now, and I don't think that will be lost, which I think is a really, really good thing.
Yeah, and that's a great point. And as you spoke before to us on the show, you really gave us a great information and about daylight and about the benefits of being out in, you know, vitamin D and all the rest. But one tip you gave me that stayed with me, actually, because I hadn't fully thought of it, was if you actually cannot leave the house, you can sit by a window. And that really kind of stayed in my mind. So thanks so much for that tip.
Yeah, not at all. And it is something that a lot of people wouldn't be aware of. They think they have to be outside. But, you know, if you are sitting by a window, you still are getting the natural daylight is coming through there, unless you have, you know, in a car where you've tinted windows, maybe not as much, but it is coming through and you are getting that daylight effect, and the sunlight's hitting the retina at the back of the eye where the vitamin D is produced and that. So that really is helpful, and it even makes you feel better. If you sit, you know yourself, if you sit in a dark room for a while and then you go to a bright room, you might say, gosh, why was I sitting in that dark room? I actually feel so much better sitting reading my book in the daylight. It really does make a difference and helps with the serotonin levels in the brain and really helps you. And then you might say, gosh, it's actually such a nice day, I think I'll go out there. But as you said, for people that can't go out, and a lot of people would be limited, they can still get a lot of benefits, you know, for sitting in the window and maybe having the window open and the fresh air coming in really does help to allow that, you know, to blow the cobwebs away, as we have that favourite saying, you know, here in Ireland. It's just, you know, to blow those cobwebs away and feel that you can brush away some of those kind of lingering winter feelings and that, you know. And it's not that easy. I know when I say it sounds like it's easy. It's absolutely not always easy, but it does help. All of these little things do help, you know, and they add up then to maybe help with your self-image and with your confidence and everything, you know, with your skin, to say, you know, this is me, this is who I am. This is the way my skin is. I can help it by getting fresh air, by drinking water, by eating a variety of foods, which I know you are a fan of the colours, which I've seen on your social media, you know, eating all the different colours. All of that can help, and it all adds up. You know, it really does all add up. So doing something small, it you know, it's good to never underestimate doing something small, because all of the small things can add up.
I agree so much with that. Wow, that's powerful. And it is, all the small things add up. It's not about doing these big, dramatic, one-off things. It's about adapting for lifestyle. So we're talking about skin today, and we're talking about loving the skin you are in. And I suppose to love the skin you are in, you have to practice self-acceptance, because you are born with the skin that you're in. I'm not going to be Beyonce, but equally Beyonce is not going to be me. So,
yes.
You know, How do we work on self-acceptance? Have you any ideas around the whole feeling of self-acceptance?
Yes, absolutely. And just, I suppose, coming back, you know, to the faux pas, the fear of other people's opinions, just even to catch that, notice it, if you're thinking to yourself, you know, oh, what will they think of me, or their skin is so much better, or they look so much better. Just catching it in the first place and noticing it, because we can be quite negative to ourselves many, many times in the day without even realising it. And then your brain, you know, you're listening to that. Your brain is listening to that. That inner critic is kind of grabbing onto these thoughts and saying, yeah, this is true. So I think catching it, noticing it, and saying, right, I'm actually being more critical to myself, you know, more times in the day than I actually realised. And just saying, right, I actually need to kind of try and halt that a little bit, try and put in something more positive and look for the opposite of it. If you're saying my skin isn't good today, you know, look at it maybe again and say, well, actually, I have a healthy skin, it's a good skin, it protects me, it protects all my organs, it's kept me, you know, it's been with me since the day I was born, you know, obviously the cells change and that. So looking at what's positive, looking at other features that go along with that, you know, I've got nice eyes, nice lips, you know, nice hair, and looking at the positive and trying to counteract that negative, and maybe going to the mirror and looking at the in the mirror and saying, you know, these are the features that I like about myself. And also kind of, you know, saying to myself, to yourself in the mirror, and I say myself because I include myself in this, to go and say, well, you know, the skin is one part, it's really important, the outer image is really, really important, but the inner is so important as well. To say, I'm a good person, I'm, you know, I'm a productive person in the world, and I help people, or I do whatever I do in the world that contributes to the world. So to look at the whole of yourself, to look at the whole person and not just the skin, and to kind of allow that to come in, because we need, you know, the neuroscientists say we need 5 positives to counteract every 1 negative. So if you have, you know, if you have negatives going through your mind all day, like some of my clients would say, it's like a washing machine, you know, the negatives are just going round and round, and it's very hard to stop them. Just to come along and say, well, actually, I'll try and slow that washing machine down and bring in some positives. And it can be a daily practice. It's not just something that you'll do once and then you have it. It might be just catching and noticing every day and saying, well, I was a little bit unkind to myself there. Would I say that to a friend? If I heard a friend saying that to herself or himself, would I like that? You know, so it's kind of catching, noticing, building up the self-awareness, and then bringing in the positives.
And, love that. You know, yeah. Absolutely love that. And I spoke at the top of the show about making a what's working for me list. You know, I do talk about gratitudes and writing them down, but also the what's actually working for me instead of what isn't, and reframing the positive. So beautiful as ever, Monica Jackman. Thank you so, so much for coming on and sharing your wisdom with us and giving us great things to take away as Monica Jackman's coaching. Thank you so much, Monica.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Bye-bye. That was Monica Jackman from Monica Jackman Coaching there with wisdom as ever. And we have come to the top of the hour.